How's it going? The morning roundup right here on 99.9 The Rock. Baylen Height, Mark McClure with you this morning. Talking all different kinds of things in the sports world. We've got a lot going on. We really do. Especially locally. 6A, 3A track tomorrow night from Garden City High School. That's going to be a ton of fun. Can't wait for that. We've got 6A West regional softball action tonight. In fact, it's the last, not really tonight, today, it's the last regional to take place in 6A softball. All of the would-be seven tickets have been punched for the state tournament. There is one more on the line amongst four teams. Garden City, obviously the host school. Lawrence, Lawrence Free State, and Wichita North all going to battle for that final spot. We'll talk about that a little bit today. We'll also recap the first round of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Miami Heat pick up a big win, just needing one quarter to do so, essentially. That third quarter, very, very important for the Heat to win that game 123-116. The Kansas City Royals got another win today, or yesterday, and they're going to have an off day today to think about it. Maybe turn that into a three-game winning streak. Wouldn't that be crazy? Something we're going to be watching very closely. And we'll also kind of just look at the soccer regional matchups for today. Garden City and Dodge City girls soccer in action, trying to punch their tickets respectively for the regional championships and state tournaments. But so much going on, and we are so glad you are along with us for the ride. Once again, Baylen Height, Mark McClure out here in Western Kansas, your only local sports talk right here from the Western Kansas Broadcast Center. Mark, how are you this morning?
No, I'm doing just fine. How are you, Baylen?
Not too bad, not too bad. Now, I wanted to open up the show. I told you I was going to hit you with a collector question, and we're talking about collectibles, baseball cards, not just baseball cards, but sport cards, anything, any type, bobbleheads, kind of knickknacks, things like that. What do you collect, if any? Are you a shoe collector? I guess I could also kind of toss shoes in there. That's another thing that's very collectible. So many different things when it comes to sports and sports relics. Is there anything that you keep your eye on, or is anything you really pay attention to?
To do baseball cards for a long time. Now, that's kind of for me. I did, because I was very heavily invested. At one point, I have an uncle that has a really, really, really impressive baseball collection. At one point, actually had a rookie card that he sold to buy his first house. So he has kind of taught me how to do the baseball cards. But now I think it's more, I've done a lot more bobbleheads recently. That's been more of what I've been for Orioles. I have the ones I did from the Philadelphia Phillies. I got a Jamie Moyer one, which is a classic, one of my favorite pitchers, because he was just so awesome that he could throw 85. So managed to pitch in the major. Jason Giambi one from when he was on the Yankees, and what is his name? Tom Hamilton. Mm. They did a broadcaster one for the Cleveland Guardians that I have. So a lot of ones that I've done, and plus a few I've gotten passed out from my dad, Donovan McNabb.
What was the
couple like that?
What was the rookie card that got the house? Do you know?
It was the Mickey Mantle rookie card. I can't remember. It's gone for a lot more now than what he sold it for. It'd
been
in the 80s.
51,
but
think.
At that time, it was, I mean, I think these days it sold for like 6 years.
Yeah, I think it's 50. It would have been 51, right? Because the 52 is the popular one. That's the small quantity, but that's not, in fact, his rookie card. I don't believe so. Is it the 52 rookie card? I could be wrong. No, it is the 50. There's some discrepancy.
Maybe it is 51 is the one you're referring to.
There's some discrepancy there, because 52 was the one that's famous for the Topps Warehouse. I'm not sure if you know this story, but 1952, baseball cards were not selling. They weren't selling. So what Topps did, and they disposed of these for kind of some unknown reasons, they actually put them on a barge and dumped them into the Atlantic Ocean. So there is just an abundance of 1952 Mickey Mantle cards that have been dumped into the ocean. And now there's an estimated less than 2,000.
It is the 52 card.
It is the 52 card.
It is the 52 card.
Yeah, I remember the story there. So that would make most sense. Let's see. Let's pop on eBay right now and just see what the just a regular 52 condition, you know, be darned, whatever it might be. Mickey Mantle, 1952 rookie card tops. Here we go. What are we looking at? Let's see here. Okay, so there is a PSA 1.5. Remember, it's a grading scale. If you are unfamiliar with the grading system, based on 1 to 10 in best condition. Any guesses, Mark, if you've not looked it up yet, what this is going for right now? It's free shipping, I will add. So there is a deal there.
Okay, so this is, at least they're giving you some quality. Yeah. Based on what I know this card sells for in mint condition, this card can sell for, I think, millions at that point. I'm going to go ahead and say you're probably still getting $50,000.
So you are actually not for this one. And I don't know. I'm not. This is a $15,000 card. And I'm telling you right now, the condition is not great. Like, it is very, very, like, it's got cracks. It's beaten up. I mean, it's got, looks like something leaked onto it. Maybe it was in a flooded basement. This one does not look as promising, but there is a authentic guaranteed one that is a PSA 1. It's got a big old crease through the top of it. That one is going for $42,000. So I think that's probably a little bit more of a better base for what we're looking at. Looking down a little farther. Wow, there are some really, really gross looking ones here. I mean, you're going to be hard pressed to find a really nice one in circulation. Okay, here's a
'cause a lot of those ones go to the official auction, so it becomes a little bit harder to find those on something like eBay. Typically, if you're going to go with that one, you're going with a full-on auction based around baseball cards, yep, where you're definitely going to draw a huge crowd of fans that have the assets, we'll call it, to buy a card of that value.
Yeah, here's a 2. Here's a PSA 2 that is, I mean, the difference from PSA 1 to PSA 2 is quite a bit on these, obviously. Looking at this, $75,000. But once again, free shipping. Just saying. There is free shipping involved. Pretty good deal. Anyway, back to the original conversation. I've kind of drifted into the world of baseball cards. I've really started to enjoy that, become a little hobby of mine. And also, I dabble with the bobbleheads. Now, the Jamie Moyer one, that's the one that stood out to me. I just thought that was really, really cool. What uniform would he have been in when you got that, Mark? Well, it sounds like we may have lost Mark there for a moment. Just lost the connection from Mr. Mark McClure as he's coming over from Dodge City. So not always the most secure connection there, but I'm sure we'll get back with Mark and we'll hear from him in just a moment as he's...
We're good. We are back.
We are back. There he is. Hey, in case you didn't hear, what was the uniform that you had the Moyer in?
So the form, it was... Hey,
we're having some connection issues here once again. We're actually going to take our first break this morning. We'll take a quick break. We'll try to get reconnected with Mr. Mark McClure, and we'll be back with you in a couple of moments. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Morning Roundup right here on 99.9 The Rock.
Or the insurance company.
If you've been seriously injured on the job, call the Accident Recovery Team of Western Kansas. For over 20 years, we've been